It is time now for our People to People program. And joining us in the studio is the principal of Kewaunee High School, Jamie Bryan. And Principal Bryan, thank you for being here.
Oh, thanks for having me, Sean.
Obviously not an easy time. You've known Sean Lewis for a very long time.
Yeah, you know, when the news broke about Coach Lewis passing away, you know, I got that text actually from a coach in our building asking me if it was true about Sean. And, you know, I hadn't heard anything at that point, so I had to do a little verification of what he was talking about. And sure enough, unfortunately, you know, for the Boilermaker family, Sean passed away this past weekend, you know, doing what he loved to do. He was racing, obviously, and you know, I think there was a story on the Star Courier. I think you guys have done a story on him as well, about his racing. But you know, Sean was a great guy, and he was great to our kids, and I think that's what's truly important. You know, he will be missed, and it you know, it's a shock, I think, whenever you get that news. And Sean happens to be just a year younger than I am. He was a teammate of mine. I was a senior. He was a junior, playing for Coach Peck for the Boilermakers. You know, so when you get those types of, you know, when you get that sort of news, you know, I don't think you're ever ready for it. And, you know, as a grown man, obviously, you know, you and I both dealt with deaths and families and so forth. And, you know, it's even harder for our younger kids, you know, who Coach Lewis was the coach of, and, you know, high school kids, and even his son Blaze coming into high school. He'll be a freshman this year, and his group of friends and the people who knew Sean. Yeah, I think it's really hard for those young people to really understand and grasp, you know, sometimes the magnitude of that situation. And you know, so it's been a rough couple of days, you know, since that news broke.
Take us back to when you first met Sean Lewis.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I can't say that there was just one, you know, definitive moment that really sets out for me. But, you know, I went to school with Sean, being a year ahead of him from junior high on, you know, and Sean was always, a tall, skinny, gangly kid, you know, and I was just a short little point guard. But, you know, Sean was always a good guy, and that group of friends that he had, you know, the class below me, they were pretty tight. And, you know, back in the day, you know, Sean, as a junior, back in the late 80s, we had some pretty good basketball teams. So, you know, as juniors, a lot of times you had to spend your time sitting on the bench and watching a lot of the seniors play, and that's just the way it was. And Sean had to do that a little bit his junior year, but he got quite a bit of playing time, you know, in spots and so forth. But he really developed into a nice basketball player. You know, I went away to school the following year, and I know he was a starter on that 90-91 squad that he would have played on. And they had a good run. You know, Coach Peck being our coach, you know, I haven't talked to Coach Peck specifically or personally, you know, since this happened. You know, but I do know that, you know, the loss of Sean has hit him pretty hard too, you know, a former athlete of yours, and, you know, and now a coach. And, you know, I think Sean probably would attribute some of his coaching style and his coaching philosophy and the way he handled kids, just by knowing the way Coach Peck handled his kids and the way Coach Lewis handled his kids. Both men treated their players with respect and dignity, and I think Sean exemplified that in everything he did, you know. And Sean was just he was really a great guy. I mean, and it didn't matter, you know, if you were the best player on his team or if you were, you know, the last player to get off the bench. He always had something positive to say for you, about you. He was always encouraging, you know, and so really just a loss to the high school. It's a loss to our community. You know, the Lewis family, Rich and Diane, have been in the community for a long, long time. His brother Chad, Mackenzie, who now lives over in Geneseo. You know, it's going to be extremely hard for them. And Rhonda, of course, his wife. You know, but I think this community just lost an outstanding individual. And it's really heartbreaking.
of course, you know, life diverges. You went on to college and he stayed, and obviously going through his senior year of high school, you come back around together here at Kewaunee High School. What was that like?
Yeah, you know, I found that experience really neat. You know, when I'll say this about Sean, he came up through the ranks of coaching in the Kewaunee school system. Initially, I think it said he'd been coaching for 25 years. Some of those years were volunteer years in elementary school. And if you've ever coached elementary anything, you know, it's like herding cats at times. You know, so Sean, you know, he started coaching down at those levels just because he simply loved the game of basketball. I just talked to his dad, Rich, over the weekend. And, you know, besides racing, the thing he probably loved the most, you know, outside of his family, obviously, was being a Boilermaker. And he loved being a basketball coach. You know, I think Rich would probably tell you too, there are times, you know, up at the shop during the basketball season where Sean, you know, is working up on the collision side up there at Lewis Auto Body, and he's really working on basketball stuff. And Rich, you know, is trying to balance Sean's passion for basketball to, you know, the daily job of working at the body shop. But, you know, having Sean come back, and obviously he'd coached, you know, freshman level and a sophomore level. So I'd been around Sean as his high school principal. But it was nice when we were able to offer him the head basketball position. You know, you just saw him light up, and he knew the challenge that was in front of him. And we spent a lot of time. One thing I'll give Sean a lot of credit for is he would come into the school almost daily, even when it wasn't basketball season, and he was checking if his kids were playing football or whatever they were doing. He was there. He was at events. But he would come into the office, and my assistant, Chris Gustafson, who used to be the head coach at Kewaunee, you know, we would just spend a lot of times in the office just talking about basketball. What was his plans? You know, what was his philosophy in this situation? You know, why did you go to this and this? And it was never really a critical type of thing. But both Chris and I both love the game of basketball. I think we kind of missed the X's and O's part of it. Yeah. And Sean would allow us to step into that a little bit and talk basketball with us. So it was just a great experience having Sean around. And like I said before, he was great for the kids, but personally, you know, just having an opportunity, a soundboard, just to bounce ideas off of with him and get his thought processes, you know, and whether it was a great big win or if it was, you know, a loss, you know, Sean was always in there on Monday and we were talking basketball, and more importantly, he was talking about how can I help the kids? You know, if a kid was struggling here or a kid was struggling there, hey, what can I do? And I do know that he spent a lot of time talking to our social workers, counselors, just trying to help kids. So so it was a great experience for me. I hope Sean felt the same way, you know, coming into my office. But it was just nice to have that camaraderie with him.
Such a professional. I can recall very clearly the day after the final game of this past season, having to call him that morning for an interview and being a little nervous about whether or not he'd want to talk to a reporter that day because, right, you know, coming off of such a heartbreaking loss. And he couldn't have been kinder and more forthcoming and discussing that.
Yeah, and obviously, you know, that was a disappointing loss for, you know, the team and for Sean. And, you know, and I'll also say this, you know, his wife Rhonda and son Blaze, they put in almost as much time as Sean at home. I mean, it really was a family. It was a family business for those guys. But you know, Sean, like I said, win or lose, you know, he always took it in stride, and he knew basketball was a part of life, but it wasn't life. You know, it was these kids. They played hard for me. You know, they did what I asked, and we came out on the short end. You can't ask more of your kids, and that's just the way Sean handled losses. Now, that's not to say, you know, at times he wasn't frustrated. We all get frustrated, you know, and I'm sure, and I know just by having some discussions with him, he was introspective. You know, what can I do better as a coach? How can I plan better? How can I get my kids more prepared? You know, after losses, it really wasn't, you know, if the kids would have done this, it was, man, I should have switched this up, or I should have done this, you know, or I was thinking this at the time. And so, you know, if I had to be a player all over again, I would have loved to play for a guy like Coach Lewis. And I did. I mean, Coach Peck was a great coach as well. But in this day and age, I think just having a guy like Sean around is definitely a plus.
You've had a chance to interact with some of his players the last few days. How are they doing?
You know, they're kids are resilient, you know, and I'm sure when they first heard the news, you know, they're probably like the rest of us in shock and really couldn't believe what they were hearing. You know, Dr. Sullins and our school counselors and Tim Atwell, our AD, put together, you know, with COVID and so forth, whenever you have a death, you know, in the high school, you try to get counselors and social workers involved just to help kids talk through their emotions and things they're going through. It's been very hard to do with COVID and, you know, the limitations we have. And so Dr. Sullins called and he said, you know, I really want to do something for our kids. What can we do? And he got together with Parks Director Brian Johnson and J.R. Salisbury, and they were able to come up and let us rent the pavilion out at Wynmont. So we had some pizza and some waters for kids. But what we wanted to do was get kids together, because I think that's important for kids when they grieve to kind of be together and share some of those stories. And so we had about 125 attendees out there. Sean's entire family was out there. And it really was just a nice setting for the kids. And I think whenever kids can get together and grieve together, I think that helps the process. And that seemed to be the case on Saturday. I'm sure there will be some individual kids that, you know, are taking it really hard and will struggle with it, like all of us. But, you know, I think kids are resilient. And I think, you know, the players that come back next year will come back. And hopefully we can come back to a basketball season. You know, that's the plan. You know, and I'm sure they're going to, you know, one motivating force for them will be let's win this one for Coach Lou. So I'm sure, you know, I think just the number of kids that came out and I think the number of people that will come out to a celebration of life will be a testament to, you know, the impact he's had on this community, our kids, and our school.
Yeah, that is happening this Saturday at the auditorium, correct?
That is correct, from 10 to 4. And I know they'll be taking people into the auditorium 50 at a time, obviously trying to follow social distancing rules and so forth. And, you know, I expect that will be a big crowd on Saturday.
Well, Jamie, Brian, anything else you'd like to share about Coach Lewis?
You know, as I said before, I think it's just a big loss for our community. You know, our hearts go out to his family, his wife, Rhonda, who was in school with me. You know, I've known her for a long time as well. His son coming into high school. You know, I'm sure Sean was pretty excited about coaching him as well. He has a nephew that plays at the high school right now. You know, it's going to be a big loss for us. It's a big loss to our kids, to our program. You know, and my heart does go out to his mom and dad, brother and sister and wife. And they lost someone very special, and so did the rest of us. So, you know, I just hope people remember the positive things, because when he met Sean, he was always positive. So it's hard not to remember the positive things about Sean and really make it a celebration of his life on Saturday, because I'm sure that's the way he would have wanted it.
I'm sure I'm speaking for everybody when I say that the hearts of this community are with the Boilermakers today with this loss.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Sean.
All right, well, Principal Jamie Bryant, thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, you bet.